Meanwhile, Lakshman arrived at Ayodhya. Wondering what he would say, he entered the royal palace. Lakshman saw Ram seated upon the throne. He was shedding tears and was lost in deep contemplation. Seeing his elder brother's pitiful condition, Lakshman's eyes also filled with tears. Bowing down before Lord Ram, Lakshman addressed him in a voice laden with great sorrow. "Oh, my dear brother, in accordance with your order, I abandoned Sita on the banks of the Ganga near the ashram of the great sage Valmiki. Oh, Ram, there is no use giving way to grief. Indeed, in this world, meeting and separation are concomitant factors. It is inevitable that one's wife, son, and one's very life must one day be given up. Therefore, intelligent persons always pass through life's journey with an attitude of detachment. My dear brother, your unlimited prowess controls the three worlds. Why then do you not suppress this despondency? Cast off your weakness. Otherwise, more rumors will circulate. What will the people think?" Ram became pacified by Lakshman's words, and his grief gradually faded. Ram then said, "Oh, my dear Lakshman, for the last 4 days, I have completely neglected my royal duties. Please, summon all the royal ministers, priests, and people in general with whom you do business. The king who does not look daily at the state administration is certainly doomed to suffer in hell. You must know the story of King Nriga. He once gave away millions of cows in charity to a Brahmana, but one of them happened to belong to another Brahmana. And when they discovered this discrepancy, the Brahmanas cursed the king to become a lizard. And it was ordained that King Nriga would be delivered in the distant future when Lord Vishnu will appear as the son of Vasudeva in the line of the Yadu dynasty. His name will be Krishna. Oh, even now that great king suffers because of the curse of the Brahmanas. Thus, it can be understood just how much misery can be incurred due to a king's injustice. Therefore, let all people come to me who seek my audience. My dear brother, if you wish, I can entertain you with other interesting histories regarding the lives of great kings."